My name is Sunny Miller. I'm the director of Trap Rock Peace Center in Deerfield, Massachusetts, and we're privileged to have on the phone with us Mr. Mordechai Vanunu, the Israeli who spoke the truth about nuclear weapons and spent 18 years in prison for doing that. 11 and a half years, I understand, was in a very small cell. Mr. Vanunu, can you tell us about your situation now in Israel?
The situation now is that I was released from prison on April 21st, and since then I find my place in St. George's Cathedral in East Jerusalem, an Anglican church. I'm staying here because the Israel government imposed on me a restriction not to speak to foreigners for 6 months and not to go freely in the state for 6 months, and for 1 year not allowed to leave the country. We appealed to the Supreme Court in Israel, and the Supreme Court leaves this restriction as it was. So the situation now is I'm staying in St. George, and I'm not allowed to leave the country. But I'm meeting and speaking with foreigners who come to the church because I'm a Christian. And I'm in this bad situation, and I'm trying to do all what I can to receive my human right. The basic of democracy system is to have the freedom of speech, the freedom of movement. I would be very glad to leave Israel as soon as possible.
Well, I hope that you will be able to enjoy freedom soon. Can you tell us about the threat that you feel is posed by the nuclear reactors in Israel at this time?
My revelation was about nuclear weapons secrets in Israel. That's why I revealed in 1986 to the newspaper in London, the Sunday Times. I come out with new details, most interesting revelation about how many nuclear weapons has Israel developed in that time until 1986. It was about 100 to 200 nuclear weapons. I also revealed that Israel producing new atomic bombs like hydrogen bomb and the neutron bomb. Hydrogen bomb has no justification, no any real excuse for Israel defense. It's a real Holocaust weapon, hydrogen bomb, and it only can be used against civilian and cities. So I revealed this information to prevent and to bring the attention of all the world to what Israel is going to doing. And also all the situation of this reactor working and for 40 years without any inspections from abroad, from international people, or from even from the Israel government, the Israel parliament, the Israel media, no one discussing what is going there. So all those subjects was raised by my revelations.
Thank you very much. We, too, here suffer the fear of living with a government who has hydrogen bombs. Can you tell about the environmental concern? I understand that you feel Jordan may be particularly threatened by the emissions from the Dimona nuclear reactor.
About the environmental threats and dangers, I give the detail that the Dimona reactor also are sending to the earth some radioactive production as the result of the nuclear radioactive activity in Dimona.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Dimona reactor was built in the Negev near Jordan border, about 10 miles, 5 to 10 miles from Jordan border, very close. So anything that can be emission into the air, it can flow back to Jordan. And also, they use to produce plutonium or to dissolve the uranium only when the air flew toward Jordan. That was one of their conditions. When I was working there, we should ask the control room to give us permission to start dissolving uranium only when it was clear that the air flew toward Jordan border. That was the situation. And when we dissolve the uranium, as every nuclear scientist knows, they are dissolving materials that can also are a gas and can go to the air, and they can flow to the borders or any environment around the Dimona reactor. So the radioactive materials was going outside from Dimona. and also include the production of other radioactive material that the Dimona reactor sending with water that is going to the underground. They are sending water that used for the reactor that can be contaminated with radioactive materials.
So both air and groundwater, you fear, are contaminated downwind and downriver from the Dimona reactor.
Yes.
I commend you for incredible strength and perseverance all these years, still having a desire to speak the truth. I wonder, how do you keep your strength, and how incredible it was that you maintained this commitment to the truth even after solitary confinement? Can you speak about that?
Yes. First, it started by the urgent demand for my conscience to go and reveal the nuclear secrets about all the nuclear weapons that Israel produced. That's what I story began, to reveal the nuclear weapons secrets. Then all what happened later, the kidnapping, the isolation, the injustice by Israel Supreme Court and all the Israel justice system that gave me 18 years and sentenced me as a traitor and spy, and all the treatment, cruelty, barbaric treatment by Israel Shabak, Mossad in prison, make me much more determined and firm and bold to continue to speak the truth. And also the Israel situation that continue to silence anyone and treating any state, all this make it very sure that I should continue to speak and repeat and bring these details to all the world's attention. So I suffered and paid 18 years, and yet I could be also arrested again or questions, but I think I'm doing the right thing. I'm very sure that I'm doing the best thing for all the human rights, for peace, and for world peace, and for the Middle East peace. That was sending me to speak very clear and bold.
Thank you for speaking. The question of your capture, that itself was a kidnapping in Italy. Can you speak about that incident?
Yes. After the information to the Sunday Times, 1986, the Mossad and other spy organizations, not only Israel, other foreign states who were helping Israel nuclear weapons for many years, those states also helped them to try to silence me and try to kidnap me, as they succeed to brought me to London, to Rome, by American young woman. And then in the Rome, they was waiting for me, the Mossad and other spy organizations like Italy, French, and England. And then they took me to a boat, a yacht in the sea. And in the sea, I asked them, who are you, those who kidnapped me? And they say, we are here, French, England, and Israel.
Mm.
It was a cartel of foreign spy states, who were behind the nuclear proliferation during the Cold War to Israel and South Africa and other states. And my revelation damaged all their work during the Cold War. So they decided to try to silence me and to kidnap me. And they succeeded, and that's what Israel had to do for 18 years, to gain from that kidnapping and silence me for 18 years.
Yes. I understand that you wish to travel, and particularly that you have friends. Is it Minnesota?
Yes, adopted parents in Minnesota.
And I understand that you would like to leave as soon as possible and be a free man.
Yes. I absolutely was waiting for this for 18 years. To feel free is to be out of Israel. In Israel itself, you cannot feel free, especially a man like me, who is now called a traitor and the regarded as enemy of Israel, and also as a Christian was baptized to Christianity in Australia in 1986. But here in Israel, they also regard my baptism to Christianity as also another kind of betraying. So I'm not only under political and religion threat, I cannot feel free, cannot feel safe. There are some threat to my life. But I'm not enjoying to go on the street and walk and meet people as I want. So all the time I was waiting that I will not be free. I'll go straight to the airport and fly away to the free world, Europe and United States. That's what I want to do.
I hope that when you are here, we will still have some freedoms left in the United States, in spite of our government and its criminal record regarding nuclear weapons and experiments on our own people. I thank you for your time, and I understand next you're going for a long swim. Is that right?
Since I'm staying in St. George, and they don't have sea here, so I'm going to swim in swimming pool, in hotel swimming pool. I love to swim. I love the water. That is very good, what do you call it, good rehabilitation for all my body and my spirit to swim. So I'm swimming about 1 month. Every day I'm going to swim. Good exercise.
1 hour every day?
Yes, 1 hour every day.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that we will welcome you to the waters here in the United States soon.
Yes, I hope to come soon to the United States to meet a lot of friends from all United States, including from Massachusetts, Boston. I received many, many letters during 18 years in support, encouragement from the people, but not from the government and not from the media. The people of the United States are beautiful and wonderful, sending their message, their support for many, many years.
Thank you. We will welcome you heartily. Thank you so much for your courage.
The media there is not enough courageous to speak against Israel, and also the Washington government still are not able to speak clear and loud against Israel nuclear policy or even to demand my human rights, my basic human rights. Imagine if one man like me was in Arab state, what the United States was doing, or in other states. But because I'm in Israel, the United States government are silent. So I hope this will change. I hope I will be free and come to the United States and speak. And maybe I will bring back to the United States that freedom that they lost the last 2 years with the September 11th.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vanunu. Mordecai Vanunu speaking to us from the cathedral, St. George Cathedral, is it in Jerusalem there?
East Jerusalem, yes.
Thank you so much. Best wishes to you.
And thank you, too, for bringing my voice to those in the United States. I hope we meet you and continue to work together and with others to bring this news to U.S. citizens.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.